Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I always like to keep proportions in mind. Welcome back. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We'll be getting to the lines very shortly. But let's talk about the difference between a million and a billion. All right. A million is closer to 1,000 than it is to a billion. I know it seems like, oh, I'm a millionaire. I have a lot of money. And that's way more than 1,000. But a billionaire is 1,000 millions. So think of it this way. If you had an annual salary of, let's say, $47,000, it would take you 21 years and 4 months, you know, as a billionaire I'm reading this completely wrong. In seconds, it's 11 days, 13 hours for a million. In a billion, it's 31 years, 250 days. Time it takes to earn with an annual salary of $46,800, 21 years and 4 months with 1 billion. And 1 billion is 21,367 years and 6 months.
Yeah.
It's a ridiculous amount of time. If you got and tried to spend $1 million every day from the time of, let's say, 0 AD till now, and spent $1 million every day, you couldn't spend $1 billion.
Nope.
Jeff Bezos would still have enough money to probably go to space anyway.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Let's go to the lines.
Yeah. First up today, we got Mark from the SAC joining us. Mark, what's on your mind?
Yeah, well, you mentioned looking out into the abyss. I couldn't popped into my head the old series Firefly. That's apparently how you became a Reaver, is you looked out into the abyss and saw the blank and black nothingness, and you became a Reaver and, you know, became kind of a space zombie, you know, required to eat human flesh and going and pillaging planets that I don't know if you ever saw Firefly. But
yeah, that was a really good series. Alan Tudyk, he's amazing. That's a really good series. It only went one season, and then it should have gotten more, but it didn't. They made a movie. I didn't see that, but yeah, really good space flick.
Serenity is a good movie. That's the movie that tied up Firefly. But I mean that for these billionaires, they're all using our infrastructure, the infrastructure that we are paying for, that they do not want to pay for, to make maintain their businesses and their income. You know, Jeff Bezos and Alan Zuckerberg and all the rest of them. I mean that they all, you know, that they're benefiting off of our tax dollars. And they don't want to pay for them. I mean, that's what it gets me a big kick out of all these Republicans. They say, "Well, we can't make these people pay their fair share." Well, their fair share is actually maintaining the infrastructure that the rest of us saps out here that have been working all our lives are actually been paying for. That infrastructure that both physical and both the physical structures and the structures of the social infrastructure of educating their workforces for them.
And it benefits everybody. That's the thing, Mark. And I don't want to demonize somebody for making lots of money. You got a great idea. You got some great product. You got a great business. Go make your money. I'm just saying, one, pay your fair share. And two, I don't think that people should be living in squalor. And, you know, also people who work for you should be treated well before you go and, let's say, make billions of dollars.
Yeah, we shouldn't have a system that allows for Americans to have $100 billion in debt through credit cards, like we discussed on yesterday's show, while simultaneously having systems that prop up these individuals like Jeff Bezos, who just continues to rig the system, and then he reaps the benefits, and yeah, then this is what he's going and doing.
There's a certain point at which, like, the slope goes down, and it's harder and harder to start from the bottom to get up. But once you get, like, there's a certain point where it's way easier. You know, it just, you get to a certain level, and it just, oh, everything's clear, because, oh, yes, Mr. Bates. Oh. And the thing is, like, Hollywood, right? You go to the Oscars. You know the elite, the Hollywood elite, and everything. And there's millionaires there, and they've all making a bunch of money. They're making a bunch of great stuff, and good for them and everything. But they all get free bags of a whole bunch of stuff. Free stuff. Here you go.
There you go.
I just want you to be happy. Could you like me? Could you like me, person with money? Please, person with money, can you like me? That's the most important thing in the world. We're going to talk about that coming up. But let's go to the phones real quick one more time. Dick and Madison, how you doing, man?
Good. Everything Mark said is spot on as usual, but maybe the reason Shatner looked at it the way he did is, after all, he is 90. But, you know, yesterday when you brought this whole topic up, I thought of somebody that I disagreed with politically on everything, Pat Buchanan. But back when he ran for president, one of the times, I remember he was on, and I remember this vividly, him going, the way we're morphing right now as a country, we're going to turn into just a two-tiered economy where you have the haves and the have-nots. And he referred to us as a banana boat republic, and at which time it's not good for anybody, because who does Bezos and all these people, who do they sell this stuff to if you destroy this system and have more have-nots than, you know, with no middle class, he described it. I guess what I'm saying about Buchanan is he proved that, you know, even a broken clock is right, what, twice a day?
Yeah.
But
and also, by the way, every single time when very few people have everything and everybody else is left to fight over the rest, it ends poorly for everybody.
Yeah.
Every single time. And when it ends poorly, I mean it ends poorly for the people who start the revolution, because it ends up the crazy people are end up taking over the revolution and worse things happen. When it comes to violent interaction and comes down to things like that, that's exactly what happens over and over and over and over again. And it's, I don't understand why people don't get working together and at least making sure that everybody's taken care of before going on and running off to space. It helps everybody. I don't get it.
Yes, investing in infrastructure and healthcare and paid family leave and these things, it brings everybody up rather than just allowing the current system that has billionaires sending millionaires to the edge of space.
Yeah.
We are Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to be right back after this short break, but you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789.